Today's learning is of Chaim Luzim Shoshana Yemeshu and then the Rifka's Vaishas of Yisrus for Shleima Chaim Meshi Bamalka and Yisrus Sarmi and Bracha Basar Malka and Yisrus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So I believe we're holding Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet. We're just starting a new Simen today. Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet. Shloisha She'achlu Ke'echad V'Nifridu. You have three people who ate together and then various different situations where they separated. Hazimun Madinam, what is their rule? So much of this simon is actually very, very negea. So let's jump right in. It says the Machaber Sif Aleph. Shloisha she'achlu ke'echad. You have three people that ate together. V'shakhu be'erach kalechad latzmai. And they went ahead and they benched on their own. They forgot that they have to do zimun. It happens sometimes a person is rushing and he just doesn't think and he benches and all of a sudden the other people say, hey, what's going on here? So first Machaber tells us something pretty pushit. Once you benched already, there's no longer any ability to do zimun. Obviously, and Mishnah Berurah will go into this, but obviously as we explained at the beginning, the whole zimun is calling out to the other people and saying, let's go bench, let's go thank Hashem. So once you did it already, you can't, there's no going back on it. V'chem, and so to emberchu shnayim mehem, if two of them benched, right, then the zimun is over. So you had three total and two benched, there's nothing you can do about it. However, avim shachach echad mehem uberach, so now this is something that's more likely. You're sitting at a table, three people, you ate together. You had a chim of zimun, and one of them benched. The two that didn't bench yet could do zimun together with this third person who benched. Excuse me. Even though he benched already, they're able to say it. They are yoytzer the chiyuv of zimun. Vehu ain't a yoytzer yidei zimun. However, he wasn't yoytzer. So as long as there's still two who haven't benched yet, the chi of Zimun didn't go away, and they're able to bench. This third guy who benched already will respond to the Zimun. He wasn't Yaitza Zimun, but at least the other two were. Says the Rama, what happens if not just that this guy went ahead and he benched alone? And we touched upon this in the last Simon. Not just that he benched already, but he actually joined and answered with another group. So you had three people sitting together, and you guys, and one of them decided to respond with another Zimun from another group of three that was in the room, and he responds with them, then he no longer can be mishtatif over here and allow the other two to bench. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Any chaylum loyim nevarich. Why not? And we explained this. The lamay yizamnu zehadzeh. What did they call it? What are they being mizamen each other? What are they inviting each other to? Very kvar berchu birchas hamazon. They already bench birchas hamazon. Be'em l'shein zimun. What is the lashon of zimun? Ela she'echad yizamen hashnayim. One of them invites the other two. She'yem uchanim. They should be ready, mizumanim, and prepared. Let's start with Yachel Abichas Hamazon, the bench. Now, if you benched already, obviously you can't do Zimun. Yachel Loima, Dabe MS Machuyev Bezimun Hu. So we said that if two of them didn't bench and one did, they could do Zimun. Says why? Dabe MS Machuyev Bezimun Hu. He was Machuyev Bezimun. Shachli Moim Yachel. He ate with them. Elish Ein Leit Takana. There's nothing anymore that can fix the problem he created. Mishum Shekvar Berech, Main Zimun Lamafreya. He can no longer fix himself because he benched. He can be included in order to help them do their benching. That's assuming he didn't bench with other people. Either he went to another group of three, or there was another group of two people, and he turned around, walked over to the other two, ate a little bit with them, so now he was able to bench with them. And he benched with them, now he can no longer help out his original group of two in order to bench. He was already yotze. Miu, im nizdam lam echad min ashuk. Now, this is very important. What happens, these two people, one guy went ahead and he benched, right? Now they're not only did he bench, he was mezamin with other people, or he left, right? So now what did these two people do? they have a problem. They have a chiyuv of zima. Now, if they don't have anybody else, there's nothing they can do about it. However, they can go ahead and try to get a hold of one person, and we'll see more about this shortly, get that one person to be toyim something with them, and then they can do zima with him. The chiyuv of zima shall handle nafka b'shul oisah zima, because they still they should try to do this, because they did not lose out. They did not, their chiyuv of zimun did not go away just because one of the three went ahead and was mezamen with another person. Okay, let's go to Sif Beis over here. Shloishish achlut, there's three people that ate, v'yatzach emem l'shuk, and one guy gets up and he starts leaving. Plans are coming back soon or whatever it is. Kairim Isai, they can call out to him, and my diem loy, and let him know, shereitzim l'zamen, and say, you know, hey, where you going? We want to do zimun. So that he should listen and he can respond. And he should answer the zimun. And they will be yotze even if he doesn't return and sit down with them. So again, just to be clear on this case, three people are sitting together in a restaurant eating, all three washed. And one guy gets up and he starts walking out. Now they're like, where are you going? So they call out them and they say, whatever his name is, Yankel, we want a bench. So halachically, not what's preferable, but halachically, he can stand there by the door as long as he hears them. And they got his attention, so he's being mechaven. And he answers the Zima with them. They are able to go ahead and they were yotze the day Zima. V'hani mili b'shleisha. This, that you can do this, is only with three. Avo basara, when you're talking about a group of 10 people, and let's say of the 10, one of them got up and is walking out the door, kivin shetzrichim lahaskir es Hashem, since they're going to have to say elikenu, einim mitzdarfin, they would not be able to mitzdarf, ad sheyavoy v'yeshev imayim. He has to come back and sit down. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. He has to come back. In order for them to be able to say the elikenu, he has to come back and sit with them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kedei sheyachavin, they have to call out to him, and he has to hear it. And he has to answer. If he doesn't respond, that's not considered zima. What happens if he's still sitting with them? We'll see in some rate that if he was sitting at the table, they can force him into this zima. But if he's not sitting there at the table, the only way the zima is going to work is if he responds. He also, this guy who was walking out the door, who obviously didn't bench yet, assuming, presumably he plans on coming back a little bit later to bench, he was also Yoitza the Zimun. Okay, now, we said, even if he doesn't return, he's standing by the door, near them. There we're talking about by Tfilo, and you want to be mitzaref, I believe. And if there's something in between, so we have the two people are sitting in the room. They calling to this third guy. He's standing by the door, but between him and the door, there's something that precludes them from doing a davar shel kedusha mafsik. So then it's mafsik. Therefore, there's no connection. Remember, they need the three people to be connected together in order to do the zimun. So if he's standing by the door and there's something in between them that's mafsik, that you would not be able to bench, and it wouldn't work. Okay. If she yigma and yani yavi habaisach achal shem yivarech b'yosamaz, and obviously when this guy who's standing by the door responded, when he's done whatever he went out to do, he's going to return back and bench miu. What happens if he stood by the door until the end of benching and the guy who did the zimun benched out loud and he had a mind to be yotza? We know that's not a chatchila. We already learned multiple times a chatchila we know today is that every person is supposed to bench on their own, right? But this guy stood by the door and he listened to the whole benching and was mechamen to be yotza. Then it's okay. This guy who's standing by the door, he doesn't just have to go ahead and answer, but he also has to stay there until the end of the Birchas HaZon. Fine. So let's just want to see over here one thing. Okay. Let's go to Siv Gimel. Shloisha Shachlu Ke'echad. You have three people that ate together. None of them knows you're there, and you have no benchers with you. You have no phone with benching on you, and none of the three people know the entire benching by heart. One of the three knows the first bracha of Echad Hashniya, one of them knows the second, Echad Hashlisha, so one of them knows the third. Chayavim b'zimun, you still have a chiv of zimun. V'chalechad yivarach habracha sheyedeya. They and each person should read the bracha that he knows out loud. So one guy is going, person one is going to read the first bracha. Next guy's going to read the second bracha. Next going to read the third bracha, and this way they're going to be yoytza benching. Even if none of them know anything past the first three brachas, you don't have to worry about it. What happens if one guy knows the first half of the first bracha by heart, and another guy knows the second half of the bracha? That doesn't work. You can't take one bracha and split it into two people. Let's see the Mishabru of Enech Yudea. The Yechem and Yudea call Bechas HaMazim Bevadei Nochashi Hu Yivarach Kol HaBrachas Yitzim Yidei Chavas V'Lechav Bechas HaMazim Prakam Prakam. Certainly, if you're in a situation, you have a Balchuva in your house, and there's two people there who know how to bench, and you're going to say, and Balchuva says, listen, I have no idea how to bench. Please read the benching out loud, and there'll be Yotza from you. So certainly over there, even if two people know, it shouldn't say, oh, let me be Mechabit, you do half. You do half, but one person should do the entire benching. Besides the Zimun, that's so the guy who's leading the Zimun does the Zimun. And then one guy reads the first bracha, one guy the second bracha, one guy the third bracha. Of course, they have to be mechavin to be moitzi, their friends, with the bracha that they know. If they don't, none of them know the fourth bracha, that's okay. The bichsat ha'vimaytev lav deraisa, he lefichach enim ha'kevis la'shalosh brachas, it's not ma'akev. If you know the first three brachas, then you're okay, even if it's going to be done by three separate people. Now, imasher is that it seems from the mechaber, right? The mechaber says one guy knows bracha one, one guy knows bracha two, one guy knows bracha three, then it's okay. So it seems, imasher is that the ba'achas la'shalosh brachas ha'koidvim, ein echad mehem she'yedeh, so ma'akev shalei bracha klal. What happens if you have three people sitting there? One guy knows the first bracha by heart. Nobody knows any other part of benching. The only thing you're going to be able to do is the first bracha. It seems from the Mechaber, because the Mechaber told us the case, that everybody knows bracha, one bracha. So it seems to the Mechaber, if you're only going to be able to get one bracha in, whether it's the first, second, third, it doesn't make a difference. It would seem that you can't do that. You can't bench. Why? The bracha's makfa zay zay. They are the three brachas as a group are ma'akev. You can't do one of the three. At a minimum, you got to do all three. That seems to be what the mechaber is paskening. However, the yesh paiskim shasayver, there are those paiskim that hold after minatari chayv levarcha. So even minatari, you have to do all three. Mikamakam e ma'akev zayazay. They don't interfere with each other. If you only know one, say one. You only know two, say two. And a guy who only knows one of the brachas and he can't find somebody to read the other brachas for him, he should at least read the bracha that he knows. If you ate and you know oifin that your brachas hamazon is a deraisa, so if you're in a situation, you have no siddur, you have no bencher, you have no phone with benching on you, and you only know one of the three brachas bal peh, then read, and it's a situation that you're eight kadei sviya, so you're deraisadik benching, then you should read that one bracha, two brachas that you know. Don't read a half a bracha. Half a bracha doesn't do anything, but you should at least read the whole bracha that you know. If you only are a derabanan benching, let's say you didn't eat kadei sviya, you only need the rabbanon benching, then you it would come, since there's a machloikis, it would become suffic brachas, and therefore you would not do even that one benching. Okay, we'll stop over here, and that's Hashem. We'll continue with the next siman tomorrow.